Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
Some things don't need to be said. So here, this love, it's the development of discipline to make firm, positive decisions that affect the ones you love. Now, many people are going to make decisions and changes they want to make for the new years and everything, and new resolutions, new goals. That's a popular thing during Christmas time. So we're going Christmas right on into your resolution. So Jesus, you know, his foundation and the love of God. God so loved the world. See, this is all about love. Christmas is about God manifesting his love, but it's about you grasping the power of this love. Who made that song? It just made me think. No, that wasn't a gospel song. Somebody hollered Luther. Luther did, yeah, he did love power too, and then somebody else did the power of love. But we'll get back to that another time. I know you're in your holy mode right now. You can't pull it up as quick as you will once you get a cup of coffee at dinner. The power of love. Turn your name and say, I remember that. Say, I don't know all the words, but I remember that. Amen. I like y'all. I like y'all about that. Y'all real, aren't you? I tell you this, you can't skip reality. Because you dipped in it day and night. Amen. Some of you dip too much in it. Amen. But God faithful, He'll lift you up out of the bondage of secular dominance in your life and cause you to be spiritually minded, amen, as you renew that mind with the word of God. Hallelujah. Let's go. Number one, what happens in this love? This tough love, it makes it possible for you to handle the stress and strain of troubling relationships without coming apart. Remember we made that statement, say 85% of life challenges talk back. What that means is the majority of the challenges you deal with are going to come from people. They're going to come from people. This is a people book you have in your hand. This is the God who made people. He made us. But that statistic say that the challenges, the stress and all that, they're going to come from people. People not stressing because the hot water heater broke. They thinking about people, children, adult children, teenage children, theirs, the neighbors, co-workers, all of that. Let's go. You get the point. So the stress and strain of relationships without coming apart, and your position in a relationship under strain. Your position in a relationship under strain. Now, you know, church is about people. And, you know, a lot of y'all don't know each other like the people you work with or whatever, your family. Okay, they're under strain. The position of relationship under strain. Show you how to deal with your own emotions as you compare your loved ones to be responsible for their actions. Am I in your neighborhood yet? See, other people around you, they have responsibility in the relationships they have with you. And you're constantly dealing and monitoring with how these relationships are going. See, remember, you have the love of God. And see, there are some decisions that you have to make based on this love. Not just feeling, but love, the word of God. The Bible says, whom the Lord loveth, he chastens many times. You live a life of you in the Lord. He correcting you. He correcting me. He correcting us. And he corrects us a lot. But he's not putting sickness on you to correct you. He's not having you to be in a car wreck. Well, you know, the Lord, he put me through this. I went through this car wreck so he could get my attention. You know, who did that? What you? Who? No, I ain't going to church. Hey, no, that was not God. God was not trying to kill you to give you a message. I'll keep going from there. So, with your own emotions, as you compel your loved ones to be responsible for their actions, their decisions, and the consequences of those actions and decisions. Actions and decisions have consequences, saved or lost. And you're interfacing and dealing with people based on actions and consequences they have. And you're a believer, you love God. Now, so tough love is demonstrated with the appropriate, somebody say appropriate, with the appropriate actions to set a relationship that has taken a negative turn. Any of you ever dealt with a relationship that has taken a negative turn? Well, how do I know? Well, you said, you know, we're not on good terms. That means it's on some negative terms. Oh, y'all listening holy now. Yeah, that one. That's what I'm talking about. Some of you may have a bunch of them going on. God doesn't want you dipped and soaked in that. And here's how you get out. Here's the step you've been praying for, how to fix this. But it's going to require something of you. And what you do with this love of God you have, you gotta realize, you know, hey, when you grab some hot coffee out or whatever it is, or hot chocolate out the microwave after you warmed it up 5 minutes, you better have a glove or something on grabbing the cup. You gotta grab it by the right handle. Come on, somebody. But you gotta grab it. You gotta get it out of there, but you've gotta reach in there. All right, so what I'm saying, this is what you'll get today, how to deal with this. Because people deal, this crashes a lot of people's lives because you won't make that love choice. And it's a love choice. God does it. It's all throughout the Bible. But this is about you and your situation. Going into the new year, oh, this will put you on another track. Turn to your neighbor and say, that's what I planned. You hear from God, Pastor, I'm going to be on another track. Amen. You want to recover some things. You want to go higher. You're going to have to get on another track from the way you're rolling. Yeah, there's some things about the decisions. Let's go further. I'm going to give you some points on it. Here's some points on it. This is dealing with the love. I remember some years ago, I think it was in Bible school, and the instructor was giving up. A whole message on confrontation. I got to speak up. The whole message was on confrontation. I'm saying, I never heard a preacher preach nothing on confrontation. People already know how to confront. Yeah, but they don't do it. They don't know how to do it without, you know, without trashing the relationship. Come on, somebody. If folk don't handle the confrontation right, it's not necessarily your problem or your challenge. People don't want to be confronted. But you got to do it because God does it. God confronts. He's not scared of anybody. And you might be in here scared to confront that person or that situation or the combination of both. And you do say you want to turn around and change and go elevate to a new level with God. Well, you're running with a confronter. God will reveal stuff. Remember the brother David and what's his real name? And Jonathan, his best friend. Jonathan had to confront. He said, it's you, David. You the one. He said, you the one. That prophecy is about you. That's confrontation. He's like, come on, man. Can you imagine? He said, that's you. Jonathan loved him. They were close, but he confronted him. He confronted David. Can I get a witness? He said, that's you. You're the one. He gave him this word from the Lord, then he said, that word is you. That's love there. Come on, somebody. That's love. But so number one is what I want to share is, and then I'll be through. In order to, the requirements, this is what it's going to require of you when you put your New Year's resolutions down and all that stuff. If you're not going to confront and make tough decisions, you can just burn that list up. It's going to require some people to change the way they interact with you, and you to change how you interact with them. Because your success in these new areas, they're going to involve people. And there's some people who are already close enough to you. The challenges they create bottleneck and sidetrack everything else you're trying to do. Let me go first. So, number one, you must have a good self-image and self-worth. You've got to know, you know, when you confront. Here it is. Tough love confrontation. 10 things. All right, I'm going to go fast. Number one, good self-image and self-worth. You must know your value. If you don't think you nobody, nothing, and measure up, you're not going to confront anybody. Because you don't feel that you're worthy of getting the fruit and the blessing that confronting them is going to bring. Because it's going to take you to another level. Oh, they won't like you. Oh, you're trying to be liked by everybody. That's not going to happen. They're already sloppy and messy already. What is liking you going to do? Wow, you had to be so hard with it, Pastor. Oh, you not only going to have to do it with them, you're going to have to do it with you. You're going to be the first one that you confront. You're going to have to put you in check. God will help with the process. You say, well, that's me correcting me. No, God will do it first. He said, whom the Lord loveth, he chastens many times. When he corrects you, he expects the correction he give of you, us, me, you, everybody, to be followed through with us agreeing with him and executing the change. Y'all mighty quiet. So, number one is good self-image and self-worth. You must feel good. It is he that God made you. You worthy to confront. You don't have to just put up with just anything and everything and everybody. Everyone is not for you. That doesn't mean you don't love them. It's just you are unable to interact and interface with them in the manner that you think you should. Let's go to number two. It's sensitivity and respect for the other person. Well, I thought I got to confront them. Yeah. You're showing you respect them by confronting them. See, if you respect yourself, you'll project that on other people. And you will confront them because you're already confronting yourself. If I put me in check, oh, I'm not going to help them put you in check either. If it's good enough for me, it's good enough for you. You know, in that way of thinking. Give me like one amen. Thank you, that's good. Number three is communication and refocus. Communication and refocus. You got to communicate and refocus. You must refocus. You must communicate. In other words, you know, discuss the situation, you know, with the person, and then refocus. See, that communication, see, this is a part of confrontation. Communication is, yeah, you remember the talk your mama gave you before you got your whooping? Why were you talking, Mama? You know, how long are you going to talk? You get that, do that speech, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. How many of you had parents like that? You know, if you get the speech, it's coming. And sometimes they'll break the speech up into 2 days. Part of the speech one day, part of the speech another. You know it's coming. You know it's coming. And she said, I got busy. Listen, we'll finish talking about this tomorrow. It's not finishing the conversation. It's what comes on after the conversation. How many of you have parents that they get worked up as they talk, as they communicate? They get worked up. It's like, they seem like they're madder than they were in the first conversation. It's all communication and confrontation. Can I get a witness? Come on, I gotta go quickly. So, this is what's necessary. So, number four is, do not look for who is right, but what is right. For what is right? You know, I see this guy on TV. You know, he has a very high office and everything in America. He constantly talks about who else is wrong. Somehow he didn't get the message. It's about what's right, not just who's right. When you're a blame fixer, you're not concerned with who's. You're not concerned with what's right. Are you following? You're caught up in the subjectivity of who's right. You know, when you're dealing with people's personality and not dealing with the bottom line, this is just not right. All right, so these are foundation to the confrontation, and this is all love. Love is asking for all of this. None of this is, like, comfortable. Number five, maturity to remain focused on the issue. Stay on the subject. Don't bounce around. Stay on the subject. You know, like, I didn't say you was a bad person. I just said the way you do this right here is not working well for me. Oh, yeah, yeah. You just judge, trying to judge me. That's what I say about you, Christian. Now you're just judging people. Ain't nobody judging you. I'm confronting you based on the interaction that I have with you on a regular basis. That must change. See, it's a communication that goes on with this confrontation. So you've got to, as a person, remember, it's your life. You're accountable. If you don't confront, you got to get that rubber stamp off the conduct that you don't love. You got to love them enough to get this message to them in that situation. God does. This is what God does. It's all throughout the Bible. This is, you know, when you get born again, God is your father. He will confront you all the time. He's not just going with the program. All right, now, number six, integrity of heart to do what is promised. Integrity of heart. You got to, you know, get it straight what you will do and what you won't do, what you're going to do and what you're not going to do what is promised. Amen. If you're not going to do it, don't say it. Amen. Integrity of heart to do what is promised. Now, these are foundational things that prepare each of us to individually confront and release tough love. Oh, yeah. It's tough love. It's love. And down the line, you remember the teacher you had, the teacher you didn't like was the toughest teacher. The teacher confronted. The good teacher cannot teach well what you disrupt in their class. They can't act like it's not happening. They must regain control of the relationship of student and teacher, or you have to go out of their class. That's just it. So that requires confrontation. Amen. What does this have with the new year? It has a whole lot. It has to do with a new life. I mean, you know, people around the world don't even agree with the calendars. So it's not about your new year. It's about a new you. It's about a new you. I mean, it's Monday already somewhere. And then other people, they have calendars. They in the middle of the year somewhere. So it's not that. It's the decisions that we make. Number six. Number seven. I'm on what number you're on? Seven. Be sure you have made emotional deposits before you start withdrawing. You know what I mean? If you don't show no love to them or nothing like that, and it's all negative, just one negative after another. I mean, you know, you've got to be walking the love so they'll know and say, well, now listen, something I need to talk to you about. Okay, so you made some deposits, so the conversation. How many of you know God loves you? He's laid the foundation to confront you already. You can't. Oh, you don't love me. You don't love me. You just love Junior them more than you love me. What? You see, so here again, you know, these are distractions. Be sure you have made emotional deposits before you start withdrawing. Because, see, there'll be some emotion involved. And that's why you ought to get past that. The God kind of love is above emotions. It's unconditional love. It's not an emotional-driven love, although emotion is in it. So people will play on your emotions, not the chain. So you got to take it out of the context of this emotional dimension where you can communicate the information and they know you're not just trying to put them down, but you got to confront. I thought it was the weirdest subject that we'd have a teaching on confrontation. So people have to be taught how to confront in love. Yeah, otherwise you won't do it. People just, they'll just play on your emotions and never change, never treat you with respect, never do what they're supposed to do. Amen. You feeding them, clothing them, housing them, funding them, and they tell you what they're going to do. And you won't confront. We need to set our relationship on another plane. You sleeping here? I'm paying for the food, light bill and all that. Here's some guidelines that come with all that. Yeah, yeah, but I'm your mama. No, you ain't got no mama. You 32. You have a father. He may be the devil, he may be the Lord, but you worshiping somebody, and they're gonna have to help with your expenses. Yeah, I'm just giving you a template of how this looks. See, your emotions say, "Oh, they're gonna be all right after." No, they're not. No, they're not. You're gonna be better at doing what you're doing. And not confront. Turn to your neighbor and say, "That sound tough enough for me. That sound like tough love." You might have to get worked up to do it. You maybe need a little counseling support to help you to do it. You may need to get slapped in the mouth a few more times to do it. But it's coming. Amen. This is, let's go quickly. Let church say amen. So, number eight is you must have a problem resolution process. I remember Pastor was telling a story about a situation he had. I go real quick, and his daughter got pregnant in church. They had a big church, so everybody know your daughter pregnant and she ain't married. Oh, people look, they watching, they in your business. But it wasn't so much about what the people thought. It was about the stand she was going to have to take to keep going to church when the baby's showing. And think about the stuff your dad had been preaching. Come on now. You got to walk through that. I'm talking 5,000 plus members. Oh, everybody know that's your daughter. I was before Facebook. And what's the other one? Instagram, they wasn't out then. But the folks, did you see Sister So and So, Pastor Daughter. Did she look? Yeah, girl, that's what I thought too. And you telling her she can't miss church. She gotta walk it out. Come on, somebody. And you do know people can be cruel. C-R-U-E-L, cruel. They can be ruthless. Well, when it was my daughter, this is what they did when it was my daughter. You know, people saying to themselves, y'all might have quiet. Tough love. So it wasn't about what the people said. It was the guidelines she needed to walk out confrontation and the guidelines to get her through it. See, you are forced into a confrontational area now. That's right. She is. I'm talking about the pregnant daughter. Here's how we're going to do it. Well, everybody already knows she's pregnant. They're going to discuss that for the next 9 months, 8 months, 7 months. That she's going to be the topic. And you got to preach all your holiness and everything. Because you're going through it too. Y'all mighty quiet. So, but here again, God love you. God ain't kick you to the curve. Yeah, love him, but how to get through it. So, with the confrontation on tough love, and many of you have had to walk through stuff like this, face this, amen, but God is faithful. He still loves you, but here, this tough love, and I'm sure he'd said something to her about that before, but evidently she didn't listen, or whatever, whatever her motive was, or whatever. She a pastor now. And she pastoring over 5,000 people. The pregnant daughter is. That's what I'm talking about. Is God faithful or what? You don't have to give up on nobody, but you got to know this kind of love right here. See, the love, they had to put her under some rules. You got to stay, you got to come to church all the time, and here are your rules. Amen. She come through that, praise God, got her husband, divorced him. She the pastor now. Well, what? No, hold on, wait a minute, back up, pastor. Say, listen, God cannot love your hate. When God bring you in earth to use you, he ain't changed his mind. Amen. And I know it because I'm like, man, you know, this is tough right here. Well, you find that guy at your marriage, as a matter of fact. But anyway, that's something else. But God will bring you through. And it's tough. It's tough, but it's love. It's the love of God. God put these, he got storylines all in the Bible quickly. So what number was that? Number 8, problem resolution process. So many times they'll need guidance in how to solve this situation you're dealing with. Number 9, participation in a support group. That's why Victory Station, that's why we started to have Victory Station. A lot of you need somebody to talk to. Yeah, you need somebody to talk to regular based on what you're coming out, what you're dealing with. You know, whatever your situation, it could be your daughter, your son, your co-worker, your husband, your wife, whatever it is, it's good to have someone to pray with you and someone who's not going through what you're going through. While you are operating your faith in these areas. How many of you have to use your faith in relationships and dealing with people? Yes, I got to give this to you, God. That's what he wants you to do. But while it's revolving, you got to walk it out. Lastly, number 10, written guidelines. Written guidelines to handle confrontation. Written guidelines, written, wrote down, ink, pen, pencil, marker, typed in, however, to handle confrontation. Written guidelines to handle confrontation. Here's how we're going to handle this situation when we confront. And I'm confronting. Here it is, so they'll know what to expect. Can you say amen? Because many times, you living with the people. Or they living with you or whatever. Are you working with them all the time? So you got, through confrontation, you got to define how we're going to resolve stuff when it happens, because it's going to happen. And as a believer, you must be equipped to deal with it. You can't be afraid. You can't run away from this stuff. Are you ready for your new life? For your new year? It's going to ask you for something you haven't been willing to do. If you want to go to another level, if you want to turn some corners, you've got to be ready for changing this kind of stuff right here. It's tough love. It's the love of, but you must see it in the context of the love of God. What's good for a pregnant daughter in the church where daddy is for her to walk through it? You walk through it, you will never be afraid of it again, and you will make the correction because you got to feel the consequences. I know back in the day, you know, when so-and-so, they done moved to New York. Moved to New York. I know y'all ain't know nobody in New York. None of y'all in the family talk right anyway, and ain't nobody in New York know y'all. She ain't going to New York. Is she going to New York? Oh, I know why she going to New York. How long is she going to be there? Y'all need to stop. Get a Lord of praise. I'm through. I'm stopping. Get a Lord of praise. Stand to your feet if you will. Let's praise the Lord. We received the offering before we go. Amen. Give the Lord a shout of thanksgiving.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's theheirchurch.org.